It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there. I think she was even moving about through Switzerland, but it's up to her to tell us that. Maybe, maybe not. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Very well, thank you. I hope you're well as well. Yes, I was moving a little bit around in Switzerland. While it is possible to actually travel to other countries in Europe, it's linked with a lot of restrictions in the sense that one has to quarantine one way and then coming back and quarantine again. So except if one is planning to literally travel for over a month, it's getting increasingly difficult to travel. Though there are a few places where it's still possible in a way that quarantine is not requested. And I think on this note, I'm going to continue to talk about the virus in England, because some decisions have been made there. Today, Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister, has given the new instructions, the new restrictions. I have been listening to him in order to see how he feels about that. And the bottom line is that transmission is high and rising exponentially. That means that England is going from a threat level of stage 3 to stage 4 again. And that also means that, as he said, if nothing is done, then the cases are going to double every week. That would mean, obviously, that hospitalizations are going to increase as well. And while the situation now is still somewhat manageable, that would be absolutely a step backwards, which he wants to avoid at all cost. So he did want in July people to go back to work, but he's saying that considering the circumstances and a situation that is an evolving situation and not a just a stable one, one has also to change strategy. And he would now recommend that all people that can work from home go back to work from home. But if you cannot, then you please continue to go to work whenever it's still possible. A big decision would be also to close pubs, bars, and restaurants in the entire country at 10 p.m. When he was asked why this 10 p.m. rule, it seems that research shows that people tend to pay less attention to social distancing and all hygiene restrictions when they drink a little bit more and when they get obviously a little bit more relaxed about everything. So that would be the 10 o'clock rule by now. You can imagine that that is quite heavy on the pubs, the restaurants, the bars, because they were barely recovering from the first lockdown. Even though this, he reiterated that this is not a lockdown, those are for the moment new restrictions in order to avoid at all cost a new lockdown. What is also going to be implemented is that people cannot meet in groups of more than six. For events, no events, actually, no sports, nothing inside where people gather together. He also explained that this is also linked to the fact that the people that are getting infected right now are mostly between 20 and 29, but that it is inevitable that older people are going to get infected very soon and exponentially as well, and there will be then more death. And all of this, considering the fact that we are not in in the winter season yet, which was meant to be the most difficult stretch. So we are definitely meeting some difficulties before what is considered to be a difficult stretch. And the most striking point, I think, with these new measures, it's also the fact that he gave a timeline of 6 months where those restrictions would be put in place and have to be respected. Some system of fines is also implemented, so there is definitely consequences when not following the rules, wearing the masks inside in restaurants only. When one sits, there is the possibility to take off the mask. Otherwise, everybody walking has to wear a mask. So all of this is going to be controlled. And as I said, fine can eventually be given. I think it's important to notice, though, that the Prime Minister is really taking this entire situation very seriously, and the fact that he's taking these new measures are a proof of it. But he's also trying to save the economy. And he said today that because he wants to keep the schools open, he wants to keep the places of worship open, he wants to keep basically the economy going, he really expects from the people in England to pull together, really try to respect the new restrictions so that the country can continue to function at a certain level. And because a second lockdown would be a disaster, not only for England, obviously, but for all countries. So it is, in his view, very important to take really strict measures right now and avoid getting in a situation where then there would be no other choice but locking down. I think it's also important to notice that other countries are facing a second wave. I would say Spain, for example, has really worrying numbers and is putting also new restrictions in place, especially in the area of Madrid. But all countries, Germany is still managing, somehow has until now managed to keep all of this COVID-19 crisis under control. But the numbers are going up as well. Same with France, same with Switzerland, same with Netherlands. So one could definitely notice that the doctors know better how to help their patients, because in spite of these second waves, until now the death have not been completely out of control, and hospitalizations have increased, but hospitals basically are not overwhelmed yet in most places. Italy is doing for now also a very good job, especially considering that they were at the beginning of the crisis a hotspot. So all of this shows that while everybody's waiting for a vaccine and everybody's waiting for some kind of a treatment, the measures that have been taken have worked. And last but not least, I would give the example of England, where the Prime Minister spoke, gave the new restrictions, and was backed by his opposition. And I think this is really important to notice, because this is an example of a country that disagree, where parties disagree on many things. And it's only natural to disagree. But right now, when it comes to the COVID, it seems that they are trying to pull it through together. And that gives England a very good chance to get all of this under control one more time.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rastrofer. Over there.
My pleasure.